From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met Monday at the White House. They held a press briefing afterward.
America is deeply fortunate to have a neighbor like Canada. We have before us the opportunity to build even more bridges, and bridges of cooperation, and bridges of commerce. Both of us are committed to bringing greater prosperity and opportunity to our people.
Trade between the two neighbors topped the agenda. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and Canada would be tweaking their trade relations, making them better. The two leaders disagreed on immigration policies, but Mr. Trudeau agreed on the need to cooperate in energy projects.
Today, we reiterated that our nations are committed to collaborating on energy infrastructure projects that will create jobs while respecting the environment. And as we know, investing in infrastructure is a great way to create the kind of economic growth that our countries so desperately need.
The Canadian leader also held talks with key leaders on Capitol Hill. President Trump made his first phone calls to African heads of state Monday. He spoke with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. As the Security Council prepared for an emergency meeting on the subject, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called North Korea's latest missile test a further troubling violation of UN resolutions. Here's his spokesman.
The Secretary General strongly condemns the launch of another ballistic missile by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on the 12th of February. This action is a further troubling violation of Security Council resolutions.
The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency session. In a news conference Monday with Canada's Prime Minister, Donald Trump said his administration will deal very strongly with North Korea.